From New Jersey's most listened to station, here's your weekend flash briefing from New Jersey 101.5.
I'm Jen Ursulo. Here's a look at the top trending stories this weekend at NJ1015.com. Ed the Trucker Durr has pulled out of his run for New Jersey governor. The Republican says that while he met the deadline to submit 2,500 signatures to appear on the primary ballot in June, he did not raise the $580,000 needed to get matching funds for the campaign. And without that money, Durr would not be able to participate in future gubernatorial debates. If you have spring allergies, get ready. Hackensack Meridian Dr. Leonard Bielroy says tree pollen counts will reach into the thousands in New Jersey this season.
But a person who's very sensitive, they're sensitive at a count of 10 to 20 or under 100. And when you get into 1,000, 10 times that amount, they suffer.
Bielroy recommends clearing out the sinuses and using eye drops. It's that time of year and potholes litter New Jersey roadways and in many cases our wallets. AAA finds that the average price tag for a car repair due to a pothole is $600. The one pothole pitfall that drivers can control is their tires, says AAA spokeswoman Tracy Noble.
Check your tires. Make sure that they have enough tread on them to withstand a pothole. You also need to make sure that they are properly inflated. And if you do have a spare, check to make sure the spare is properly inflated.
In 2024, Noble says there were more than 7,000 AAA members in New Jersey whose tire troubles required a tow because they did not have a spare. To report a pothole in New Jersey, call 1-800-POTHOLE. A mother and a grandmother in Cape May have been charged with making a child wear a dog shock collar. 30-year-old Kimberly Cruz Feliciano and 59-year-old Sonia Feliciano allegedly made the child wear the shock collar at all times in the home. The women were arrested when the child went to Cape May City Elementary School with visible marks on their body. A fire captain from Bergen County is accused of fleeing the scene of a drunken crash.
Municipal court records show 55-year-old Thomas Ryan of New Milford is charged with driving under the influence and reckless driving. According to a police report, Ryan drove home from a bar on the night of March 15th. Ryan, who serves as fire captain for the city of Hackensack, was arrested later that night. New Milford police said he hit two vehicles and injured a pedestrian. According to a breathalyzer test, Ryan had a BAC of 0.22%, nearly three times the legal limit. Rick Rickman, New Jersey, 101.5 News.
Five North Bergen police officers plan to sue their police chief over acts of retaliation and harassment. The officers accused Chief Robert Farley of spiking coffee with Viagra, spreading human waste on desks, using racial slurs, shaving his body hair on desks and food, and more. The officer's attorney has asked New Jersey Attorney General Matthew Platkin to take over the Hudson County Police Department immediately because the officers fear for their safety. State Attorney General Matt Platkin, meantime, has given his full support to the idea that the 14-year-old accused of gunning down a Newark police officer should face charges as an adult.
Anyone who attacks and kills a police officer should be tried as an adult, period. And I would support a change in the law that would allow that.
Earlier this month, 26-year-old Sergeant Joseph Ascona was shot and killed, a 14-year-old now charged with the murder. Any change in law would likely not impact that case. Several students are hospitalized following separate school bus crashes. A 9-year-old Gloucester County boy suffered serious injuries after two Franklin Township school buses collided, and four students and a bus driver were rushed to the hospital after a crash involving a school bus and a van on 195 in Wall Township. An Ocean County man is accused of being high on opioids during a crash that killed his passenger 2 months ago.
37-year-old Anthony Krempel of Beechwood has now been charged with vehicular homicide in connection with the SUV wreck that killed 34-year-old Emanuela Emmy Fuchs, also of Beechwood. Police say lab results show that Krempel was on fentanyl and methadone at the time of the January crash. He already was issued tickets for DWI and reckless and careless driving. Fuchs shared a son and daughter with Krempel. She's remembered by loved ones as a devoted mother. Erin Vogt, New Jersey 101.5 News.
President Trump says his former defense lawyer will be the new interim U.S. attorney for the District of New Jersey. In a post on Truth Social, Trump announced Alina Haba, the current counselor to the president, will take over the role immediately. How are New Jerseyans feeling about Donald Trump's second term in the White House? According to a new Stockton University poll, 52% say he's doing a poor job, which tracks with past surveys. Here's the research director for the school's Hughes Center for Public Policy, Alyssa Maurice.
This approval rating is about where he was this same time during his first term in New Jersey, according to a previous Stockton poll, so there's not too big of a surprise there.
The poll also finds a majority of New Jersey voters think the country is headed in the wrong direction. When a victim of domestic or sexual violence goes to a police station to speak with officers, they're often put in rooms that are not victim-friendly. Ed Pars, whose daughter Stephanie was a victim of domestic violence, has created a new initiative as part of the foundation he founded in her name. Stephanie's Sanctuary creates a safe and comfortable space for victims within New Jersey police stations. Pars says he was inspired by what his own daughter went through.
We know that when Stephanie went to the police department, I sat with her for 45 minutes in the lobby, and she was taken from me, put into this little interrogation room, and she was scared to death. She didn't know what was going on. It felt like she was getting ready to go to jail.
Stephanie's Sanctuary provides a secure and calming space with comfortable furniture and things like tissues, water, snacks, and toys for kids. The first location's at the Freehold Township Police Headquarters, with plans to bring it to Manalapan later this year. After a 7-decade career, crooner Johnny Mathis has announced he's retiring from touring. The 89-year-old is still on the road with his Voice of Romance tour, his team announcing on Facebook that the 12th of Never singer will do his last show May 18th at the Bergen Pack in Englewood. That's a look at the top trending stories at NJ1015.com this weekend. Stay tuned to New Jersey 101.5 all weekend long for the latest New Jersey weather, traffic, and breaking news. All of our content is available anytime. Go to our app or NJ1015.com and click on demand.